We are finishing up Act 21 and heading into Acts 22. So let me pick up at Acts 21:40. It says, Paul stood on the steps of the garrison and motioned to the crowd. And when they were all silent, he said to them in Aramaic, Brothers and sisters, listen now to my defense. And when they heard him speak to them in Aramaic, they became very quiet. Now, as we finished yesterday, I was giving you an explanation of what Aramaic actually means. And I told you that it's one of the Semitic languages. In other words, it's one of the languages that share common roots and grammatical structures. I also told you that the word Semitic actually comes from the name of one of Noah's sons, Shem, and he is considered the ancestor of those who speak these languages. Now, during and after the Babylonian captivity, Aramaic displaced Hebrew for many purposes among the Jews. I mentioned that both portions of Ezra and Daniel are actually written in Aramaic script. So by the time of Jesus' day, Jewish Aramaic had become the dominant language for Jewish worship, scholarship, and everyday life for centuries in both the land of Israel and in the diaspora, especially in Babylon. Aramaic was not only the vernacular of most Palestinian Jews, it was also the common speech of all non-Greek speakers in Western Asia, as far east as the Parthian Empire beyond the Euphrates. So by Paul's day, most Jews actually spoke Aramaic. In addition, the knowledge of Hebrew was no longer as widespread as it had been before. And this, by the way, is one of the reasons why the Old Testament was eventually translated into Greek. And so it became what we know as the Septuagint. It became common for synagogues to offer the Hebrew scripture readings with an Aramaic translation or a paraphrase, also called a targum. So I think you can see why Paul's choice to speak in Jewish Aramaic, the common language of the first century Jews, was important. In doing so, Paul was making a connection to his audience and the temple grounds. Additionally, as F.F. Bruce notes, it demonstrates his identity as a Jew and his respect for Jewish traditions. This choice of language would have resonated deeply with the Jewish crowd, as it was the language of their scriptures and their worship. Okay, that brings us to chapter 22 and verse 1. Now, notice how Paul begins his speech. Brothers and fathers, listen now to my defense. Well, after motioning with his hands, Paul quieted the crowds. As he began speaking in Aramaic, the common language of the Jews, the crowd does calm down. And Luke tells us, when they heard him speak to them in Aramaic, they became very quiet. Okay, Paul finally has their attention. The man they had falsely assumed had taken a Greek Gentile into the temple's inner courts calmed them down, and in fact, they went silent. I have to tell you that that is something in itself. Have you ever tried to even quiet a group of happy people? Not an easy thing to do. But now Paul has managed to do it. And I think Luke wants us to see something here. Even beaten and bruised and probably bleeding, Paul manages to command the silence of a mob. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.